Welcome to Lift. This is season 7 of this podcast, where this season we're going to be talking still about faith in life, but we're going to be asking questions about faith. We're going to start this season asking about Lent and the season of Lent as Christians. Why do we celebrate it? What is it? And why does it matter to me? I'm hoping that you will find new insights into Lent, Holy Week, and Easter. Then we're going to continue to ask questions about faith, questions that you probably have that maybe you've just never asked, maybe questions your kid have asked you that you don't quite know how to respond. We're going to dive into those and see what it can mean for us and how asking questions can help us connect to our faith. Okay, hello, friends, and welcome back to Lift. Believe it or not, this is season 7. And this season, we are titling it Questions of Faith. Dun, dun, dun. So what we're going to do is ask the questions that people have asked me. I did a poll on my Facebook group. People have sent in stuff. So we're going to go through that episode by episode, but we're going to start with Lent. And Lent is coming up. It's super early this year. As Christians, we get to celebrate Valentine's Day and put ashes on our forehead all in one. It's going to be phenomenal. But it is early, so it's February 14th. So this season, we wanted to kind of dive into questions, and it's going to be a little different. I found a new friend. His name is Winston, and he's here with us today. Really, what this season's going to feel like is that you're eavesdropping on a conversation of Winston and I in a coffee shop. So enjoy. Winston, I'm so glad you're here with us.
Hello, hello.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, thank you. Wonderful intro there, Kim.
Why, thank you.
Winston Barber here. I started at St. Andrew in August, what's about 4 or 5 months ago?
Wow.
I'm the creative director here. Father of 3, 15, 3, and 6, who love coming to the church, having a great time.
They're the best.
And like I said, I am the son of a preacher woman, Reverend Mary Helen Hoags Barber. Hi, Mom.
There you go.
Yeah, but at the same time, so me and you started having conversations because I have questions. While I am the son of a preacher woman, I spent a lot of time drawing in church. I wasn't paying attention. I got pinched a lot.
There you go. That's key parenting skill in church.
So I love talking to you and Arthur and Jimmy and leadership just to understand things that I do not understand, but I'm learning.
I think it's interesting because like you're the creative director, right? So. Like, when we were going through the season of Advent, you're like, hey, Kim, help me. What is Advent? And what does it mean? Yeah. And I loved it because it's a fresh perspective for me.
Okay.
You know? Like, I get to talk through things and understand again why it is important for me and for the church that we celebrate these things.
Yeah, and I hope you don't think I'm, like, throwing, like, gotcha questions whenever we talk. Because I'm like,
no,
I literally just learning.
Yeah. And I think you ask questions that a lot of people have. And you just have the opportunity to have a pastor down the hall and you're like, hey, got a question for you. I'm like, bring it. So today we're going to ask 4 primary questions.
Okay.
What is Lent? Why? Like, when did it start? What, you know, all that kind of stuff. How do you practice Lent? Why is it important to me? And we'll see where we go.
Cool.
So what do you know about Lent?
So before meeting you, I would have probably, if like the $1 million question was what I know about Lent, I would have said, we're supposed to give up something because Jesus died. That's probably all I would have said.
Yeah.
That's all I would have known.
Yeah. Do you know more now?
I know a lot more now. I don't know enough. I understand it's a period of reflection and taking perspective on, that's probably as far as I can go.
All right. Well, okay. So what I love about Christianity is the liturgical calendar. Stay with me. It's different, right, than the secular calendar, where we have seasons of reflection, of learning, of following the pattern of Christ. Okay?
Okay.
So as we're recording this podcast, we just finished the season of Advent, which is also a season of preparation for the birth of Christ, because like it's a big deal, like Jesus came as an infant. So the season of Advent is also a season of preparation. In a different way, it's a season of active waiting, okay?
Okay.
Because you're waiting for Jesus. Where Lent, This is also a season of reflection, right? And it's 6 weeks. So Advent's 4, Lent's 6. So it's 6 weeks leading up to Easter, okay? It's a period of reflection, repentance, prayer, sometimes fasting, so giving up stuff is a thing, and preparation for the celebration of the resurrection of Christ.
I already have a question.
All right, go.
So you mentioned that this year it's starting early.
Ah.
Right now, like, so can you tell me why it's early this year as opposed to other years?
Yeah, because the calendar year that we follow, January, February, March, April, May, blah, 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 follows the moons and the sun, and it follows that. Okay. This follows a different rhythm and a different season. It's the Greco-Rome. You know what? I don't actually know the fullness of that, and I'm going to be honest. So maybe we'll do like a sub. We'll answer it next week or
See,
something.
Because
it's not the calendar that we follow, the Greco-Roman calendar. It is a liturgical season that follows a different pattern. And there is an answer, and if Scott Engel was here, he could answer it off the top of his head. I'm not that smart.
But it'll always backtrack 6 weeks from a Sunday.
From a Sunday. Okay. Yes. Yes. So that cycle will change. And like Christmas is always Christmas.
Right. How that can be any day of the week.
Right. Where it's like so many days after.
Yeah, there's a thing.
Great. It's a thing.
Yeah.
But it's 40 days between Ash Wednesday, which is the start of Lent, to Easter. Now, I'm going to throw something at you. It's 40 days, not including Sundays.
I didn't know that.
Because Sundays are always celebrations, always joyful, of remembering Christ. And you lean into that. So in the rules of Lent, if you give something up, you don't have to practice that on Sunday.
Okay. So in my limited knowledge, I thought it had to do with, if I heard this correctly from either you or Jimmy, that Jesus was in the wilderness for 40?
Yes.
So was he actually there for 46 days?
No.
Okay.
No. We just do things.
Okay.
Yeah. That goes back to, I believe, 325 AD for the Council of Nicaea, where we talked about who Jesus is, who Jesus isn't. But the 40 days, so Jesus went to the wilderness for 40 days and fasted and prayed. That's where the fasting and prayer comes from. Because, again, Jesus was about to enter into a season of really, really hard days. And so he went to prepare his, I don't know, body, mind, and soul for what was to come.
Funny how things unfold. Because I just got done seeing a pamphlet for the Ten Commandments in the printer room.
Uh-huh.
It said, remember the Sabbath? Is that part of? Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Makes sense now.
Yeah. So, and we have these like catchy terms in Christianity, like we are Easter people. Well, what that means is we live out the resurrection story. Now go and be Easter people. I hear myself saying that and think, what does that mean? Right? But it means that you're living out the fullness. So I like to think of Lent. Do you know what's in your attic?
Yes, a lot
do
of.
Do you?
I mean, no.
Like, if you made a list.
Oh, no.
Would you be able to list what's in your attic?
It's just boxes of junk.
Right. Do you need what's in your attic?
I haven't touched it in years, so no, probably not.
So this is the time where we get to go through our attics as Christians. So your body, your mind, and your soul, what doesn't need to be there anymore? What do you need to clean out so that you can make more room for Christ?
So it is a time of reflection.
Yes. Yes. Reflection is the first word I use.
Okay.
And then I go to repentance.
Can you tell me more about that part?
Yeah. Okay. So repentance, Christianity, you choose to follow Christ. And in that, you repent and change your ways, right? Have you ever typed on a keyboard and then you have left, right, and center justification?
Yes.
It's hitting center, okay? It's like, all right, I'm back. I know I've done this. I know I need to change my ways. And it's recognizing your sinfulness that we all have, not just you, me, everybody who walks the earth, and giving your life and recentering it back to focusing on Christ. Because as Christians, our job is and our call is to be mirrors of Christ, to have the heart and the mind of Christ Jesus. huge, huge ask, right?
Right.
We're going to continuously get that wrong, which is why we've got to reflect and repent.
That we should be doing this all the time, but every day. During this season we're supposed to...
It's like a spotlight's on it.
Okay.
Right? And if you just reflect and repent, then you're just like standing there, right? Mm. Then you need to act upon it, right? So prayer, fasting. Some people, like, I don't want to say give up chocolate, right? That's the kitschy, like, Lent right. term. Sometimes I give up. What I do every season in Lent is I don't listen to podcast, Spotify, or the radio in my car.
So you give up distractions.
Yeah. I use that time to be quiet in my commute, in the different things. And sometimes, right, if people are in my car, it gives me more opportunity for conversation, you know, instead of just the dullness or music that you can do. It's just something, it's something I've done. So it's both a distraction and a way to connect.
Are you like purposeful with your time that you, like, so you're purposeful in understanding giving up these things, but then are you purposeful also knowing during those times you're giving up these things, like, I'm going to try to try to at least.
Yes. Okay. I usually then, I mean, as just roll your eyes if you want. Like, I'll pray for the car in front of me. Instead of being angry when they cut me off, I'll think, I wonder what's going on in their life, why they're so aggressive today. Maybe that's just who they are. But I try to view the world as much as I can humanly through the lens of Christ. Which means we are all creatures created by God with gifts to make this world a better place.
So now I have another question.
All right.
So I don't know if this one is the right question for this time, or maybe it's a question for that. I want to have a conversation about that poster in your room. But
oh, yeah. Yeah. I have these three posters in my office about one's the lineage of Jesus, one is the timeline of the Bible, and one is about the different denominations, and I geek out on them, so...
Yeah, why didn't I know about Lent? I mean, I understand why maybe I didn't, but like...
Because you didn't grow up in a liturgical church.
Okay.
So you probably, and this is an assumption, so correct me if I'm wrong. You probably grew up in a more Baptist denomination that focuses on gospels.
Correct.
Okay. And not the liturgical seasons. So like you don't follow the same liturgical calendar. Some churches preach... from the lectionary, which is like right now, just stay with me, we're in year B of the lectionary calendar. So there's your A, B, and C. If you follow the lectionary calendar as a church, you hit Old Testament, Psalm, Proverb, and New Testament each week.
Okay.
There are certain churches, we don't follow that in our preaching cycle. We did this past Advent, people may not have recognized that. We didn't like highlight that, but we use the liturgical calendar for our scriptures this year.
Will you
year.
Use it for this Lent season?
Probably not. No.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean, I mean, it might be coincidental because, I mean, it's the same story, right? But the purpose of the lectionary is if you do this for a 3-year cycle, then you do have a broad scope of scripture.
Okay.
Where if I call it a needlepoint theology, right? If you just pull out scriptures and put it on a pillowcase or a bumper sticker, you sometimes miss the fullness. I'm not saying that Baptist churches or gospel-going churches don't get the fullness of Christ, but there are so many connections between Old Testament. I read a lectionary for my Bible study every morning because I love the Old Testament, Psalm, Proverb, New Testament, and the weaving that God has done between those, that sometimes if we just read one of those, you don't see the connectivity in the scriptures. We've gotten way off topic, Winston.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is supposed to be about Lent. So what other questions do you have about Lent?
About Lent. Okay.
Yes.
Let me go to the parenting part of it.
Okay.
So how do you how do you explain this to your children this season? Like, how do you talk about it?
All right. So, you know, I don't know if you know that I was a preschool director for a minute and a school teacher before I was a preacher. And I'll say families love telling their kids about Advent and Christmas because it's a cute little baby, right? This is a man dying on a cross.
Brutally.
Yes. Horrific. Yeah. Who was beaten before that, right?
Right.
So how do you tell that? And his friends lied and turned him in. Like, it's just not a fun story. It's not. Now, it's a human story.
Right.
Right? I would say, depending on the age of your children, you have three very different age children when it comes to development, yeah. Right? A three-year-old, a six-year-old.
Six and 15,
and
yeah.
15. Three-year-old, I talk about that sometimes we can take away love and Jesus brings it back. It's a joyful story. There are some board books that I recommend, and I can put them in the link because I don't know them off the top of my head.
Right.
But they tell the story in a real way at their developmental level without the scariness. Like, one of my favorite moments in parenting when I knew I had told the story at least well enough, I think Dylan was probably 4 or 5, and we're reading one of these board books, and it comes to the Last Supper image.
Okay.
And Dylan goes, "Which one's Judas?" And
porn,
I was like,
porn him out.
Oh, he knows Judas. Because, right? Like, that's a part of the story is your friends are sometimes going to be mean to you. For a three-year-old, that's what you can say. You don't have to say he turned them in to be beaten, slaughtered, and die. Yeah. Right? So I also would say, and this goes for any gamut of parenting, answer the question they ask. Like, we go way too far, you know? But Easter is about that Jesus went through hard things. So when you're going through hard things, you know that our God knows what you're going through. This is about that Jesus can conquer all things. Jesus is bigger than any problem you might have. Jesus can surround that with a bubble of love and compassion and grace so that you're never alone in it. That's some ways. Your 15-year-old, man, go in. Go into this story. Because they're in a time in their life where their bodies are changing, their minds are changing, their friends are changing. Go in. Because to me, that only brings peace and comfort. When I am having hard, bad days, I think my God knows this pain. And it transforms. Good Friday, we'll get to that next week. Good Friday, where we celebrate. I don't know if that's the right word. We recognize, but celebrate too, Jesus' death on the cross. But we leave it there on Friday night.
But we'll talk, I guess, next
but
episode.
That's next week. But that's one of the highlights of the fullness of my faith is because I know God gets my pain. And I've never died on a cross. I don't get his. He gets mine. So again, that's part of Lent, right? I'm going to go back to it. Reflection. So even that can be reflection on the story, the fullness of the story. Repentance. Changing things, rearranging, that's the attic, right? Like, what do you need? Because for me, the illustration of turning off the radio or Spotify or whatever is leaving space for something else. It's taking things out so that it can be filled with the story. And so in that is prayer, is fasting, and preparation for what is to come.
So when you start Lent, from you specifically, as I'm learning, do you kind of let yourself stay in that moment of, do you anticipate the happiness, the joy of the end, or do you kind of let yourself be
you
in
know,
that?
You know, here's the deal. Officially, right?
Yeah.
Like, you put the alleluias away for 40 days.
That's what I was kind of getting to.
My personality can't do that. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
What I can do is, like, again, fasting, prayer. Almsgiving is a fancy Christian word that you'll hear. That's just a fancy word for giving to charity, giving to others. So recognizing maybe my privilege in the world and being more purposeful in giving to others. Again, back to the repentance. And all of this helps me get there in a better way.
So it's not about beating yourself up.
No. It's about spiritual discipline, which I don't do as well as I want to do, and the self-reflection, that whole term, you do you. You've got to do Lent your way. If giving up something like food-wise or alcohol or whatever helps you open up space for something else, great. My issue with, like, I don't know, giving up chocolate, how does that leave space to fill it with God? That's my thing. Whatever you're giving up, make sure it's something that leaves space for something else. When I turn the radio off, one of the things I do is I see myself when I get in my car to turn it on. like even after like 20 days, right? And so when I do that, it's the remembrance of, nope, this space is for something else. It's for reflection. It's for prayer. It's for quiet. I'm not good at being quiet, which is why you and I get along so well. But overall, that's what's good for me.
Right.
And if that's not good for you, great. Don't do that. You know, but do something that opens the space up to fill it with Christ.
Would you suggest whatever you choose to do for that period, it's something that when you do get to the end of it, or you do get to get that thing, when you get it back, when you get your radio and stuff back,
yep.
Do you feel like...
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I gave up meat 1 year, and I got sick when I ate it again. Because I, just inhaled it. You know, I was like, oh, meat. I consumed it too quickly. I kind of enjoy the silence. And there are days where I won't listen. I'll get used to that, and that will become my new happiness, you know? So sometimes I won't listen to anything on the way to work on my own choice, outside of Lent.
Outside of, right.
Yeah. All right, we got to wrap up this one. Don't worry, friends, we have more. So next week, we are going to talk about how we can connect practically with the season of Lent. We'll talk more about giving things up. Is that what's good for you? Some first steps to connect with the season. Maybe some Bible studies, some online resources. So between now and then, think about in your own life, what do you want to do? And if you have questions, shoot them to us, and I'll either answer them on our podcast or on the Facebook page. Thanks so much for being, Winston. Yay!
Can't wait to do more.
All right, see y'all next week. I hope that you found one thing that you can connect with this week to help build your daily faith life. If you'd like, you can join us on our Facebook community, Practical Faith, for weekly prayers, questions, and most weeks a 10-minute devotion. I also invite you to check out St. Andrew's website, standrewmethodist.org. Connect with us through different podcasts, online for worship, or come join us. We're always here to connect your life to your faith.